This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Imagine if we could capture a part of the breath of the sun. That's what NASA scientists hope to do in September after the unmanned Genesis spacecraft returns to Earth with particles of solar wind. Recovery of this spacecraft is so delicate, so difficult, that the space agency has hired helicopter pilots with extraordinary credentials. They're stunt flyers for Hollywood films. NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
Helicopter pilot Dan Rudert has just the resume NASA's looking for.
The helicopter scenes in We Were Soldiers Once and Young, the Mel Gibson movie, The Incredible Hulk with the 212 and the news choppers chasing the Hulk in downtown San Francisco. Playing a police chopper in the movie SWAT. This next few months will be a Coca-Cola commercial where we sling actually a 4,000-pound SUV into a kind of like an ice cream store to someone that won the SUV for Coca-Cola.
What better way to prepare for the nimble task of gently returning to Earth minuscule particles of solar wind?
Mach 6, go ahead.
Mach 6, your first aircraft is airborne.
Mach 6, roger.
On a desert flat in Utah yesterday, 45 miles inside a desolate Army proving ground, reporters, scientists, and technicians scanned a cloudy horizon for a rectangular red, white, and blue parachute chased by a helicopter.
If the wind changes from what we predicted, it may come right down here. So pay attention, be ready to evacuate the area.
Are we in some danger?
It weighs 405 pounds. You do the math.
The heavy object is a simulated capsule from the Genesis spacecraft. The real thing is scheduled to float down here on September 8th after 3 years in space. It's been collecting solar wind, atomic particles cast off by the sun. The particles are embedded in super clean wafers of gold, sapphire, silicone, and diamond. And scientists believe they're identical to the particles that existed in space when the solar system formed. Analysis might yield clues about the origins of planets. We don't want a hard landing, says Don Sevilla of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
When it comes down and hits the ground, it's going to be hitting with, you know, up to 25, 30 Gs. And the concern is primarily that a small amount that are broken will break more of them just from being banged around in there. If we bring back a can of glass, it's not quite as advantageous to the experiment. And so we don't want them to break.
So NASA and its contractors will try to snag the capsule in midair and lower it gently. That's what everyone gathered to see yesterday, a demonstration and test. The mock capsule floated down on a rectangular parafoil, a parachute that glides and flies. A helicopter approached from behind with a long hook hanging beneath it.
And we actually hooked the parafoil. The line pulls out like a fishing reel to prevent it from pulling too hard on the parafoil, and we capture it. The hook actually latches onto the parafoil, and now we have a helicopter with a suspended load. We bring that to the ground, and now we can tow it at high speed back to our facility at Avery Complex.
We have capture. Vertical One has capture.
You got her.
One of the happiest people in the group is Bob Corwin, a Lockheed Martin engineer coordinating the recovery effort.
This is the first robotic return of anything from space and the first return of anything from beyond low Earth orbit since Apollo 17 in 1972 brought back the last load of moon rocks. It's a very big deal. It's the grand adventure of my life.
And it's a lot like the movies, notes Roy Haggard of Vertigo Incorporated, the company that developed this approach to spacecraft recovery.
What we're doing is really not that different than saying, okay, we want you to fly over the beautiful blonde and the convertible coming down this mountain road. We want you to clear her by 6 feet and then pull up and keep your camera focused on her. And oddly enough, that type of experience bears on this.
In Hollywood, a missed shot calls for retakes. That's also true for the Genesis spacecraft to a point. The pilots will get maybe 3 tries on September 8th, but they've got a perfect record so far, snagging the mock capsule the first time, every time. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
It would be neat to see that, wouldn't it? You can see pictures of yesterday's NASA training session at our website, npr.org.